Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And now, the gist from gist.com.
I beg my friend, help me load it.
Hey people, what's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very first official number one episode of the Gist podcast. It's such a pleasure to be able to be in your eardrums right now. Thank you for listening. Thanks to all the people who got a chance to listen to the intro episode. A lot of good, positive feedback came from that. A couple of critiques, but, you know, from good friends. And so it's all love, nothing bad. So thank you for listening. If you haven't gotten a chance to listen to the intro, you really should, because I kind of go into detail about how Gist started, like what we're doing with this podcast, how we're going to be talking about the music, talking about style, talking about life, talking about stories, tips, advice, like whatever's interesting and relevant to us and, you know, the audience, and, you know, that's what we're going to go into. So, without further ado, let's get into it. For this episode, we're going to be talking to Lyle G. I did an interview with her a little while back, right when she dropped her first fashion line, when she released her first fashion line. Her story is really interesting. It's really, really interesting. So, I'm not going to give too much away. I'm just going to get into it. But before that, as you know, we do something to promote good music here on the Gist podcast, and we're going to go into the Fast 45. So the Fast 45 is when I take one of some of the hottest songs from our Super Saturday hot list, and the Super Saturday hot list is like all the really good songs that have come out for the week. So I take one song or two songs or three songs, and I basically play the first 45 seconds of it so you guys can get a feel for whether, you know, whether you like it or not. I try to choose the bangers, to be honest. I try to choose the things that me, I'm playing like in my car, I'm playing it at the gym, I'm playing it wherever I can. So today's banger, Fast 45, is All Eyes on Me by AKA featuring Burna Boy, Delez, and JR. It's a dope song. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's good. You should listen. Check it out. And here it is. And I'll be back after the Fast 45.
Up to the time, them finos are Burna Boy, the original Nigerian Don Gargan, riding through, man, I'd have been now without no curfew. Longside the 1AK, come still the show. This a robbery, the whole of them finos. Sounding
is four now. Time to get them phones and kick your door down. Niggas ain't running anymore now. Bang, bang, everybody kiss the floor now. It's a all eyes on me, yeah. See nobody. They come up down, freeze, and I steal the show. It's a robbery.
I'm trying to get this rap money in a rush. that was the Fast 45 from the Super Saturday. You can get it from the Super Saturday Volume 10 Hot List. It's AKA featuring Burna Boy, Delez, and JR. It's called All Eyes on Me. It's a great song. At least according to me. If you weren't feeling it, you should drop that in the comment section. If you weren't really liking it, you can talk about why you don't like it in the comment section. But me, I like that song. So anyway, let's get into this interview with Lyle. Here's Lyle G. Yeah, listen to her story. It's pretty good. All right.
Great. Okay, so welcome to the very first episode of Gist the podcast. Do we have a title? We don't really have a title. It's just the Gist podcast.
thanks for having me. I'm honored to have been asked to be the first guest. Thanks.
Yes, I'm so excited. For those of you who don't know whose voice you're listening to, this is Lyle of Lyle G. She has been a friend for, I mean, like, how long have we been friends? We've been friends for, like...
It's been a while. Well,
yeah.
Want to go back to high school. It's, like, over... Yeah. Gosh, I don't even want to say it. But it's
right, let's not date ourselves. but it's definitely been over 10 years. It's definitely been over 10 years that we've known each other. So that's awesome. That's great. So... But let's talk about you. I mean, I saw not too long ago that you put it. Was this your first line that you put out?
It's my first serious line that I put okay. out. I guess you could say. I mean, I've been into fashion for quite a while, and I've done a few things here and there, but this is the line that I've really, truly been working on for years, and it's, you know, years in the making, and it's finally here. So, yes.
Okay. How long? Tell us, like, the context. How long have you been working on this particular line? Tell us how you got to this point, to this launch, that, and yeah. the name of your line.
Sure. So I really started becoming interested in fashion while I was in high school. And it's only grown over the years. And I knew I had to turn this interest into a career in a practical way. Mm-hmm. That led me to fashion school. I went to Parsons, but back in those days, having Nigerian parents, they either wanted me to be a lawyer or a doctor or engineer.
So, of course, those are our only options.
So to satisfy my parents, I went to law school and I was both in law school and fashion school at the same time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So while in law school, I started to take a real interest in the fashion industry, not just from a design side, but from a business and legal end as well. So I ended up studying fashion law at Fordham Law School, amongst some other, areas of law that I was focused on. Mm. And at Fordham, it was home to the first ever fashion law institute in the entire world. So I was really lucky to have the chance to study there. So I was able to mix my fashion and legal career by moving on to interning and working in the legal departments of some pretty big fashion companies. I was working, I was interning at Burberry, Coach, working at Saks Fifth Avenue, Stuart Weitzman, under their general counsels and associate general counsel. And I really took that opportunity to learn a lot, and I haven't looked back since. And so here I am.
That is excellent. That's excellent. I remember graduation at Fordham because I was there. I had another friend who was graduating, and I got to see the two of you. And so since graduation, like, what have you been doing in terms of fashion? Like, how have you been able to put out your line? And, go ahead.
Yeah. So I studied for the bar, which was the worst experience in my life. I passed. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God.
So since then, after I got my license, I was I served as a general counsel of a big fashion company in New York. They're big in the evening industry, evening wear industry. So I served, as a general counsel for quite a bit. I, grew a lot in that position, learned a lot, and also really in that position learned the kind of woman I wanted to design for. Somebody like myself, I guess you can say, that professional working woman that needs a versatile wardrobe, that wants to go from day to night, that doesn't really have the time to sit there all day and think about what she's gonna wear. And that experience kind of honed in my market. Very recently I launched the line, having brought all these years of experience, all these years of working in the industry, learning the industry, knowing the kind of women I wanted to design for, knowing my market and how to attack that market. And so all of that culminated into me launching Lio G recently, last month. Yeah.
That's amazing. And what's the name of the line?
It's named after myself, which Lio, which is my name. And my last initial, my last name is Guaramasi. My last initial is G. So Lio G, I liked it. And it just, it was nice and simple.
No, it's definitely perfect. So are the pieces ready to wear? Or how are you, could I buy a piece right now?
Absolutely. It is ready to wear. We are mass produce and manufacture right here in New York City, so that's great. All of the pieces are ready to be ordered on our website at www.lio-g.com. And we're ready to go, and we're up and running.
Excellent. And tell me, who have been your inspirations in terms of fashion? Who do you really look towards? Is I love what this designer has done, and I want to incorporate, inspiration from their work, what they've done.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of different inspiration and mentors in the industry. I mean, it's a huge industry, and there's so many people that I look to. I can't begin to start naming them, but I will say I really, really admire Prabal Gurung's journey. Just, he went to Parsons like I did, and he started his line of couple of years back, and I really, really liked his journey. And, you know, I kind of am hoping to follow in a similar footstep as him.
Excellent. And I had a question for you. In terms of your, the way that your pieces are, I know it's for the professional women. Do you see yourself doing anything with, like, Africa-inspired anything? Because I'm seeing so much Ankara, like, everywhere. Everybody has, like, Ankara involved in their design. So I'm wondering if you're thinking about that for the future.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my culture is such a big influence in my life that we definitely have a set plan in the near future for incorporating, you know, my West African culture. Probably in another couple of seasons, we'll be introducing something that we're working on currently. We hope it's going to be big. It's going to definitely incorporate the whole Asha B culture, which is so huge.
It is super big.
but we're definitely, definitely working on that. It's in the works.
Nice. When you say we, do you have a team of people working with you?
I do have a team of people. I have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful team of people that are absolutely loyal, and I could not, you know, do anything without them, especially my manager, Jessica. She's just absolutely amazing.
Nice, nice. And how long have you been working with your team?
Well, they've been with me for a while. We've been working together for a while in the industry here and there, and I kind of finally brought them together, you know, now. So we've known each other for quite a while, but we just recently launched, and so as officially under LIOG, we're new, but we've known each other for quite a while.
That's cool. That's great. Yeah. So in coming up, tell me a little bit about your journey. Have that? Were there a lot of other Africans, a lot of people who have kind of like this West African background, or even Africa in general, coming up with you? Or do you think that you kind of are one of the few in the space who are actually like from Africa?
Not at all. There's so many amazing African designers now that and it's not even just the whole mom and pop, you know, tailor somewhere. There are a lot of really established, well-established designers that are doing huge things in the industry. I mean, Diola Sugui is one of them. Yeah. Makio, who recently I learned she's the top finalist in LVMH's recent contest that they have. I mean, there's just a lot of Africans doing very impressive things in the industry, and it is, competition is steep. And I definitely keep that in mind and always try to make sure I'm putting my best out there, because it's not something I can ever take for granted. There's a lot of amazing designers out there, and you just have to do your best to set yourself apart.
Nice. Now, I wanted to know, like, what have been some of the highlights? Maybe you can give us, like, two or three of the highlights of from when you started and to now for your career and, like, what you do. What have been the highlights?
Well, you know, number one, meeting just some amazing people on this journey that I've been, many of whom I still keep in touch with. And I, you know, I email and call on a regular basis for advice and sometimes just to talk or vent. so that's definitely a highlight. Second, you know, when I was named general counsel in my last position, fashion company that I worked for, that was a great achievement for me. Legal career. You know, I learned a lot in that position. I grew quite a lot in that position. It was an honor to be given such a leadership position in such a well-established company. I will always be grateful for the time that I served as the GC of that company. And you know, honestly, I would say the biggest is the day I launched my line, just because it's something that was, again, it was years in the making. It took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. To that point. And you know, no matter where I go from here, no matter where the company goes from here, I will always be proud of that moment.
That's excellent. It's so great to hear. Tell me some of the people you've met. Are they people we know?
Some yes and some no, but there's just so many. I mean, this industry is fueled by so many nameless people behind the scenes that are really the ones really, really pushing the industry and doing all the work. And so many, so many countless people, you know, that I have met along the way, you know, and that I've been able to watch and learn from and really learn how the industry works from a practical, real behind the scenes, you know, way. And it's just countless amount of people.
Yeah. It's funny because it's like you see a few of the faces in the spotlight, but there's like billions more who are like the ones who are running the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're really nameless, but they're like the really the ones who are really grinding every day, and it's amazing.
No, I can imagine. So, you know, just as about highlighting our experiences and our achievements and our stories and everything like that. So I'd love to, like, learn more about, like, once, you know, I know that African parents, everybody knows African parents. If you're not a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer, like, what are you doing? So how did you get your parents to, like, how were they in terms of support? Like, when you say you want to do fashion, like, were they like, why don't you be a doctor and then do fashion on the side? Or, like, how did they...
You know, it's so funny. I mean, if you meet my parents, they're my biggest supporters, especially my mom. She's like my biggest cheerleader and is absolutely amazing to have her in my corner. But I had definitely had to bring them to this point. And you know, when I was younger, it was kind of always the family plan that I was going to go to law school. That was never a question. So, you know, when after I graduated from undergrad and I started telling them like, hey, listen, I want to go to fashion school. They were like, wait. Pause. This is not in the plan. What are you talking about? So it's just like I had to kind of convince them. It's like, okay, I'm like, I'm applying to Parsons, which is like the number one fashion school in the country, number two in the world. And they were like, okay, well, if you get in, we'll talk about it from then. Because they didn't think I was going to get in. I was going to get accepted. They were like, okay, whatever. We'll talk about it. So I got in. They're like, okay, so what are you going to do? I'm like, okay, I could do both. And everybody was like, you're crazy. You can't do both. Law school is like the worst. It's like hell on earth. There's no way you can handle it.
Right.
But no, I did it. I shut everybody out. I didn't listen to all the naysayers. I did it. I succeeded in both. They're like, okay, maybe she's onto something. And then I started working in all these different places and interning and all, getting all these internship positions and all these different companies that even they knew from the fashion. And they're like, okay, so she's really serious about this and she's really working hard towards it. And then they kind of like, they were still on the fence. And then, you know, after I became general counsel in my last position, they're like, okay, I think she's onto something. And they just, at that point, they just shut up. I'm like, they're just like, I'm going to let her do her thing because she's been shutting us up every single stage of the way.
Right.
And they've been absolutely supportive. And, you know, I will say this much. I'm actually very, very grateful that they made me go to law school because I've gained this business and legal, you know, from the business and legal end, I bring with me this skill that many people in the design end, they struggle with. Because at the end of the day, you're running a business and it is not easy.
Yeah.
And having that background has made it just a little bit easier. So I will always be grateful to them for that. And, you know, I was able to find a way to mix it together and make everybody happy. So they're
right.
Biggest supporters now.
They get the lawyer and you get the fashion. It's awesome. That's great. So if you weren't into fashion, if you weren't an attorney, and if you weren't into fashion, what would you be doing?
You know, it's so weird. If I wasn't, honestly, I would be an event planner. I know it's weird, but I love putting events together and I love planning an event. And, you know, I can't wait one day to stage my own fashion show because I'm very much looking forward to the process.
Nice.
So yeah, I would totally be an event planner.
Did you plan, for those of you listening, I went to, we bumped into each other one time in Nigeria a couple of years back for her birthday, actually. Yes. Came to her birthday party. Did you plan your birthday party?
I did, yes. It was my, you know, birthday party with a long guy. I think I was doing it with a friend. I don't even remember. Yes, we did plan that together.
It was perfect. Like, oh, I was like, could Eleguchi Beach actually host this kind of party? Like, this is amazing.
Thank you.
No, it was excellent. It was excellent. I had a really good time. Good. So there's a backup. So you've got two front runners and now you have a backup.
Yeah, I do. So if the fashion gig doesn't work out for me, call me for all your event needs.
Tell me, what's a quote or like what's the best advice or words of wisdom that you've had that's really influenced you along the way?
You know, I saw this. I mean, it must have been like on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. I don't know where I saw this, but it's really stuck with me. And, you know, it's a quote that goes, good things come to those who wait, but only what is left over by those who hustle. And, you know, I don't know.
I love it.
It stuck with me since I read that. I don't know who it's by, but I love it because, you know, nothing good in life comes cheap. you know, the dream is free, but the hustle is absolutely sold separately. And I am absolutely ready to hustle until Liar G is where I want it to be. You know, hard work pays off at the end of the day.
Yo, that just gave me goosebumps. I love it. I love it. It's so true, though, right? It's so true. Like, nothing happens with you just sitting around waiting for it to happen. Exactly. And you know this thing with with us anyway. Us Africans were like, oh, you know, God will do it.
Yes, he will, but you gotta help them out too.
Exactly. Exactly. We gotta do our own part as well.
Yeah.
We gotta do our own part as well. That's where the hustle comes in. I love that. I love that quote. I'm gonna find it and post it. And what about books? Are you like into books? Are you into music? What else like kind of drives you, moves you, inspires you when you need to be, you know, in a certain mental state? Like, what do you dive into, books or music or anything like that?
I do honestly love to read. I am such an avid reader. You know, I can't think of one book right now that I can say is my favorite because I've just read so many books. But I will say, right, like currently on my reading list is it's a book by Chimamanda Adichie. It's called Americana. I've heard really good things about it, so I'm looking forward to reading that. I love music. Oh my gosh, I'm so big on music. I can't do anything without music. I sketch and I listen to music. I'm, you know, checking emails, I listen to music. And I love all kinds of music. I'm a big oldies fan. I love Nigerian music. I have an eclectic taste, so I can't live without music.
What's on your iPod right now?
Right now, it's this actually mix. It's a great mix by, you know, a great DJ, DJ Gunzi. Okay. It's just a different African music mix smash. You know, and there's this really nice song out of South Africa now. It's called Kona or Kona. I don't know, but it's such a catchy song.
Okay.
And it's just been on repeat all day. It's by an amazing South African artist, and I wish I can remember her name.
Okay.
But it's a great song.
I'm going to get it and put it up for people to listen to. I'm always looking for, like, new music and new, you know, just, like, there's so much stuff coming out now. So much good stuff. So much good stuff. Excellent, excellent. Well, I guess I have one more question.
Yes.
What is the future of Lyle G? In 5 years, where do you want to be? 10 years? Like, what is the future?
Future, we definitely hope to add a men's line down the line. We hope to add accessories down the line, shoes down the line. I mean, I don't want people to just think, oh, I'm a Nigerian brand. I want people to think of me along the lines of some other well-known, you know, worldwide brands. Michael Kors and Rachel Roy and Jason Wu. And I have big plans. And, you know, all I can do is do my best and work hard to, you know, make those plans come true. But I definitely want to expand into household brands. So
Nice. So one day when we're in the mall, like, you'll be right next to Calvin and Michael.
God willing. And Mark and Diane. God willing.
Nice. Good stuff. Last question. Where can we learn more about you for people who are listening and want to go buy from you or want to, like, follow you on social media? Like, tell us all the different ways we can connect with you.
Yes. Please visit our website, www.lyog.com. That's LAYO-G.com. We're on Twitter at @LyoGOfficial. We're on Instagram at @Lyo_G_official. And we are on Facebook at @LyoG. So definitely please connect with us, link with us. We're always posting every single day. And so, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Best wishes. I mean, I'm of course going to be checking in, making sure that, you know, we bring as many people as possible to the brand. I will be buying pieces very soon. Don't you worry.
Shop on our website.
Of course. Thank you so much, Laya.
Thanks, Lola. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. That was a conversation with Lyle G. A full disclosure, if you're listening to this in March 2015 when it's published, or any time in 2015 really, you should know that the conversation with Lyle happened in 2014. Since our conversation, she's like blown up. She's getting bigger and bigger, and it's pretty awesome to see. Just earlier this year, she was featured, or Lyle G was featured on Fashion Bomb Daily as a cool fashion find. I know the fashionistas know all about that website. And the owner, Claire, also wore a piece, a Lyle G piece, to an event involving Angela Simmons not too long ago. So that was very cool. It's very cool. So if you're looking for anything gorgeous to wear, make sure you check out Lyle. She let you know where she is on Twitter and her website and everything. So check her out and support. As for Gist, that's all we got for today. Make sure that you stay connected with what's happening at Gist. Lots of things going on. I can't even get into everything, but there's so many good things coming up that I'm trying to do for you guys. Events, look out for that. Definitely look out for that. But yeah, so connect, gist.com, G-I-I-S-T. And on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you've got the same handle. It's The Gist. So make it easy for you. Same handle across all the different platforms. We're basically trying to be everywhere you are. I'm trying to deliver the best to you that we can. So make sure you connect and you give feedback and you drop comments and you share and all of that. You know, as they say, it takes a village. So let's do this thing. I'm going to leave you, but I'm not going to leave you empty-handed. Here are 30 seconds of the song that we had at the top of the hour, All Eyes on Me. It's a banger, so we're going to go out with it and check the show notes for the download link. So till next time, you guys, be good, stay cool, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye!
I'm trying to get this rap money in the rush. Tell her back it up for me when you see me in the club. Competition dead or buried in the dust. I'm like the legendary Brenda Fuss. Sell the bud. Once you get it, you never get enough. And you gon' need better credit to get ahead of us. We the power circle.